大家蛮有信心的啊，参加一整天的聚会大会。
We thank the Lord for giving us the faith to attend the entire day of sermons and prayers.
圣经里面这样告诉我们 ，The Bible tells us， 一个有信心的人就蒙主的悦纳。
Blessed is the man who has faith in the Lord，
并且那个相信啊，神必定赏赐福气给他的那个人。
And we believe that the Lord will surely send His blessings on such a man，
更是蒙主悦纳。
And he will be accepted by God.
今天你跟我都来到主的面前。
Today, you and I have come before the face of the Lord.
我们也满心相信主必定在属灵的恩典上加倍的赏赐给我们。
And we believe that the Lord will surely add spiritual blessings on all of us.
我们都有这种信心，我们才会来到圣所里面。
It is because of, that we have such faith that we come to the sanctuary of the Lord.
所以我们也有信心。每个人都蒙主悦纳。
And we have the faith that everyone will be accepted by God.
但是我们并不以此为满足。
But we are not contented just over all these.
因为彼得勉励我们。
Elder Peter gives us the exhortation.
必须在恩典和知识上长进。
We have to grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord.
所以我们也必须在信心方面长进。
And therefore we must also grow in our faith.
根据主题的规定，我们就必须要追求更大的信心。
And according to the theme that is set for us, we must seek for greater faith.
我们定了一个题目，如现独生子的信心。
And today we have fixed the topic, faith in offering the only son.
早上我们谈到的是如主舍己的爱心。
This morning we discussed about the love as displayed in the Lord's sacrifice.
这也就是要追求更大的爱心。
And it is for us to pursue greater love.
而圣经告诉我们最大的爱心。
And the Bible tells us that the greatest love
就是主耶稣所给我们留下的榜样。
Is the example left behind by the Lord.
他为我们舍己了。
He has sacrificed himself for us.
所以他要我们每一个做主耶稣门徒的人。
And he wants every believer of the Lord
也要这样的彼此相爱
to love one another
让人家看出来
so that others can see
我们真耶稣教会的基督徒真的是主的门徒
that we Christians from the true Jesus Church are true disciples of the Lord
而主耶稣舍己要做万人的赎价
and the Lord has sacrificed himself for theexpiation of sins for all mankind
也就是要拯救人的灵命
He wants to save the souls of men
今天你跟我要证明我们是真教会的真基督徒
Today you and I must be must prove that we are true Christians
我们不是只停留在肉体上物质上的相爱
We do not stop short at our love for each other physically
我们更要为了彼此双方的灵命切实的爱到底
We must love one another to the end in terms of our spiritual life.
像主耶稣为了拯救犹大
in order to save Judas,
特别强调爱到底
Judas emphasized that he loved them to the end.
是要爱犹大的灵命
and he loved the soul of Judas.
所以我们要追求更大的爱心
Therefore, we must pursue greater love.
必须要如主舍己的爱心
and to display the love as displayed by the Lord's sacrifice.
要实实在在为对方的灵命而来关心他，来爱他。
And with sincerity for our care and concern for the souls of others, we show them such love.
如同爱的使徒约翰，如同保罗，如同摩西。
Just like the apostle of love, John, Paul, and Moses.
他们都已经学主舍己。
They have learned how to sacrifice themselves.
来爱他的同胞。爱他的兄弟的灵命
to love their kinsmen, to love their brethren.
那最大的爱心
and the greatest love
就是向亚伯拉罕献上独生最大的信心就向亚伯拉罕献上独生子的信心
The greatest faith is seen in Abraham offering up his only son.
在还没有进入最大的信心之前
Before we enter in our discussion of the greatest faith,
我们必须明白保罗提醒我们
You must understand the reminder of Paul
格林多后书十三章第五节这么说
Second Corinthians chapter 13 verse 5 says
我们每个人要省察自己
All of us must examine ourselves
看看我们 到底有没有信心
？To see whether we are in the faith。
主耶稣在世上行过了几件神迹之后
，After Jesus performed a few miracles on earth，
他同样的对门徒来一个考试，来一个测验。
He gave a test and an examination for his disciples。
他跟门徒一起搭上了一条船。
He and his disciples went on board a ship。
原来是风平浪静的，突然间狂风。
Originally there was a calm, but suddenly there was turmoil.
这一百八十度的大转变
，there was a 180-degree change.
船上有很多是内行人
，many of them on board were actually experts in the sea.
捕鱼的行家对航海是蛮有研究的
，they were expert fishermen and therefore they were very experienced.
但是这一次突如其来的大风大浪已经让他们措手不及，让他们吓破胆。
But the sudden storm that came upon them actually gave them a fright and they did not know what to do.
行家归行家，在这时候已经没有办法。
Even though they were experts, they were helpless in that situation.
我们常常说人的尽头就是神的起头。
Very often we say that the end of man is the beginning of God.
还好这些捕鱼专家还懂得大叫住啊，我们都快没命了。
And it was good that these experts fishermen they knew how to call on the Lord for help. Lord save us.
难道主耶稣真的非睡不可吗
？Must Jesus Christ sleep on the boat?
为什么主耶稣在船上睡到要门徒来拍醒他叫醒他
？How is it that Jesus had to sleep so soundly that his disciples had to wake him up?
主耶稣就是在这个时候要考验门徒的信心。
At this time, Jesus was actually testing the faith of his disciples.
所以在路加福音八章二十五节记载
，In Luke chapter 8 verse 25, it is recorded.
主耶稣看到门徒们这样子紧张害怕
，Jesus saw his disciples panicking.
已经忘了先前所行的神迹奇事了。
And they had actually forgotten the miracles that he had performed.
所以主耶稣问他们说：“你们的信心在哪里
？”And Jesus asked them, "Where is your faith?"
到了马可福音四章四十节
，In Mark chapter 4 verse 40,
同样的事迹却描述说：“你们没有信心吗
？”And the similar incident is recorded, and Jesus asked them, "Don't you have faith?"
到了马太福音八章二十六节，同样的事迹又这样描写。
And for a similar incident in Matthew chapter 8 verse 26, it is recorded.
你们这些小信的人呐、啊、
，Oh, you, men of little faith.
我们从没有信心呐、
啊。Originally, we were without faith.
一直要追求进步到有信心。
And we progress to the stage where we have faith.
而有信心里面还有小的信心跟大的信心
And we can also talk about little faith and great faith
所以当迦南妇人为了她的孩子来求耶稣的时候
And when the Canaanite woman came to plead to the Lord for the sake of her daughter
耶稣也是对迦南妇人来一个小考试
Jesus also gave a small test to the Canaanite woman
其实应该说这是大考才对了
We should say that it is a great examination.
因为主耶稣讲得很难听啊。
Jesus Christ was very sarcastic.
怎么可以把我的饼给什么人吃
？How can you give my bread to who?
我万物之灵嘞。
I am a human being.
你把我比喻到没有灵性的畜类。
You liken me to be a dog.
这个迦南妇人蛮有信心的。
But the Canaanite woman was of faith.
没有错，你说的没有错。
What you said is right.
我没有资格吃主人儿女所应该吃的。
I'm not worthy to partake of what is given to the children of the master.
但是主人的儿女所吃剩下的掉到桌子底下那是碎渣儿，我总有份可以捡吧。
But the crumbs that fall from the table, don't I have a part to partake them?
主耶稣给他这个试验通过，马上对他讲。
And after she has passed the test, Jesus said to her,
妇女，你的信心是大的。
Woman, great is your faith.
所以主耶稣对门徒讲。你们这些小信的人，这个信心是小的。
And when Jesus said to his disciples, "You men of little faith," they displayed very little faith indeed.
又有一个加百农的百夫长。
And there was a centurion from Capernaum.
百夫长手下就是管理一百个人。
And the centurion was in control of 100 soldiers.
那么他有这个权力，可以使东换西。
And he had the authority to do as he will.
他完全明白他的权柄
，and he knew of his own authority。
有一天，他所宝贵的这个仆人病得快死了
Once there was a servant who was dear to him was ill.
他赶快托人去请耶稣来医治。
And he quickly sent men to ask Jesus to heal him.
当耶稣真的要来医治了。
And when Jesus was on his way to heal the servant,
他又托人在半路上拦截说：“主啊，我不配，我不敢让你到我的舍下来。
”He sent men to Jesus to tell him that, Lord, I'm not worthy to have you under my roof.
我只求你说一句话就够。
All I want you is to say the word.
只要你一句话让我的仆人好。他就绝对好。
When you say the word, my servant will surely be cured.
因为我当百夫长。
I am a centurion.
我叫这个做那个，做这个事，叫那个做那个事，他们都要听。
And when I command my subordinates to do the task, they have to obey.
他们都照做。
And they will follow my instructions.
事情就这样成了。
And the things will be done.
这就是权柄。
And this is what we mean by authority.
主耶稣一听到。
When Jesus heard this,
以色列当中，我都没有见过这么大的信心。
I have not found such great faith even in Israel.
所以从主耶稣一连串的这些考试
，from the series of tests and exams from the Lord，
正如保罗对我们所说的没有错。
And it proves that what Paul says to us is true.
我信主五十年了。
I have believed in the Lord for 50 years.
五十多年了。
Oh, I have believed for more than 50 years.
好，那么信心如何
？But what is the level of your faith?
不试验。没有办法证明出来的。
Without test, we will not be able to tell.
所以我们既然要参加99年最后一次的灵恩会了。
And since we're attending the spiritual meeting, in 1999, which is the last one of this millennium.
既然灵恩会是对内的造就。
And since the spiritual meeting places emphasis on caring for the faith of believers.
不是布道会对外面的开拓而已。
It is not an evangelistic where we reach out to others.
对内的造就当然就要吃干粮。
For internal edification, all of us must partake solid food.
所以我们应该好好的审查自己。
Therefore, we ought to examine ourselves carefully.
我在99年这一段期间，我的信心到底是怎么
？In this period in 1999, what is the level of my faith?
既然我们很高兴要进入2000年。
Since we are all looking forward into the year 2000,
真正让我们高兴的是我们的灵性长进。
What should we truly be happy about is the progress in our spiritual life.
而其中就是我们的信心要更大。
And one aspect is that we must have greater faith.
假如在99年没有追求更大的信心
，If we do not pursue greater faith in 1999,
那踏入2000年也没什么意义了。
And there is no meaning for us to step into the year 2000.
在99年的灵恩会得到更大的信心。
In 1999 spiritual meeting, when we have greater faith,
那么我们可以在2000年突破更大的艰难困苦。
We will be able to have greater breakthroughs in our difficulties in the year 2000.
我们也是主的门徒。
We are all disciples of the Lord.
可能我们的信心在哪里
？And perhaps we have little faith.
也是主耶稣要问我们的。
And Jesus Christ will ask us.
也是问我们，你没有信心吗？
He will ask us, do you have faith?
所以我们一定要思想。
Therefore, we must ponder.
在我们信仰的过程里面。
In our life of faith.
从没有信心到有信心。
From faithlessness to being faithful.
从小的信心到大的信心。
From little faith to greater faith.
这是很自然的现象。
This should be a natural progress.
就算我过去都没有信心。
In the past, even if I do not have faith.
也不要因此而害羞。
I should not be ashamed because of that.
而感到无边啊。
And I should not feel that I have lost faith.
只要我从没有信心进到有信心，我就感谢主。
As long as I have progressed from the stage of faithlessness to one with little faith, I ought to thank the Lord.
因为信心也必须从祷告来的。
Faith comes also through prayer.
所以我们有11堂的祷告会。
Therefore, we have 11 sessions of prayers.
这是我们新加坡的特色，我常常强调。
I often mention that this is a unique characteristic of the Singapore Church.
假如我们感觉我信心不够。
If we feel that I do not have sufficient faith,
好好利用这11堂的祷告会。
Then you must make good use of the 11 sessions of prayer.
求主赏赐给我信心。
And ask the Lord to give us faith.
就像门徒对主耶稣说一样。
Just as the disciples asked of the Lord.
门徒对主耶稣说：“求主加添我的信心。”
And they said to the Lord, "Please increase our faith."
而有一个做爸爸的来求耶稣。
And there was a father who came to implore Jesus.
说：“如果你可以，请医治我的孩子。”
If you are willing, you can heal my son.
主耶稣对他说
And the Lord said to him,
你不要问我能不能了
Do not ask me whether I can or not.
问你有没有信心
Ask yourself whether you have faith.
这个身为父亲的马上这样祷告
And the father prayed in this manner.
这样祈求
And he made this request.
主啊我信但是信不足信得不够求你帮助我
Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief.
所以一般人可以求主加添信心
Therefore,We can ask the Lord to increase our faith.
路加福音十七章的第五节，门徒给我们留下榜样，更应该求主加添、增加我们的信心。
Luke 17:5, the disciples asked the Lord to increase their faith.
在马太福音十四章三十一节里面描述。
And in Matthew 14:31, it is described.
彼得竟然能够走海面。
Peter was able to walk on the sea.
这是我们不敢想象的。
This is something unimaginable.
他竟然能够。走得那么安稳
He was able to have such a calm walk
因为他看着耶稣
Because he was looking at Jesus
所以能够走得那么好
Therefore he was able to walk well
就在这一刹那
But suddenly
为什么彼得突然下沉
How is it that he began to sink
而主耶稣对他讲了一句话
And the Lord said to him
小信的人啊
Oh man of little faith
我们想想看
Imagine this
一个能走海面的人
A person who is able to walk on water
主耶稣还给他说小信的人
But the Lord said to him You of little faith
那我们今天呢
What about us today
传道不是要我们真的去走海面
The preacher doesn't want you to walk on water
真的去走海面试探神我们百分之百保证你下沉
If you want to test God and you walk on seawater I can guarantee 100% that you will surely sink
但是我们今天真的在走海面
But today we are truly walking on water.
只要我们看耶稣
As long as we fix our eyes on Jesus.
不要看我们旁边的风浪
Do not look at the storm and the wave on our side.
这个世界被怎么样的字眼来形容
With whatever words you can describe this world.
其中的一句这么讲
And there's a phrase that goes
人生如苦海
We are all in life is like a bitter sea.
又比喻人生如欲海欲望的欲
AndLife is one where we have insatiable desires.
所以在充满这么多欲望的这个世界里面
In this world where we are filled with all kinds of desires
只有我们仰望耶稣看着耶稣
Only when we look towards Jesus and fix our eyes on him
才不会在这种欲望的狂流里面被吞噬了
Will we not be drowned in this strong current of desires
我们在这么多的痛苦当中
In the midst of our afflictions and suffering
小孩有小孩的痛苦啊
Children have their own suffering.
老人有老人的痛苦。
And the old, they have their suffering.
壮年有壮年的痛苦、啊。
Even the strong young man has his own set of problems.
男女老幼贫富贵贱都有他们自己的痛苦。
Whether you're young or old, rich or poor, male or female, you have your problems.
有肉体的痛苦，又有精神的痛苦。
And your sufferings come not only physically but mentally as well.
我们怎样在这个苦海里面走
？How are we to complete this journey in the bitter sea?
看耶稣就能够走。
Only when we look at Jesus will we be able to proceed.
不看耶稣。看我们的痛苦就往下沉
If you do not look at Jesus You look at your sufferings You will surely sink
因为我们的痛苦就是这些风浪
For all these problems All our sufferings They are the waves of the sea
这么多的欲望就是这些大浪
And all these desires that we have They are the stormy waters
假如我们一看左右就跟彼得一样下沉
If we look left and right We will be like Peter sinking
所以彼得走海面你跟我一样在走海面
Peter walk on water You and I are walking on water today
但是当我们忘了仰望耶稣我们就变成小信的人
But when we forget to look at Jesus Then we become men of little faith
所以从彼得走海面这件事情
And from the incident where Peter walked on the seawater
那我们来思想
Let us ponder about this
省察自己
Examine ourselves
坦白说我们的信心实在够小够小了
And to be very frank Our faith is very little, very small
小到怎么小
And how small is it
圣经里面用什么比喻
What does the Bible How does the Bible describe our faith
马太福音十三章的三十一节到三十二节告诉我们
Matthew 13:31-32 tells us
我们参考一下
Let us refer to this verse
马太福音十三章
Matthew 13:31
三十一节到三十二节
Verses 31 and 32
这里告诉我们芥菜种
Here tells us about the mustard seed.
三十二节说这个芥菜种是百种里最小的。
And the mustard seed is one of the smallest among the seeds.
这个菜种最小的菜种长起来能够像树一样。
And this smallest seed, when it is grown up, it can be like a big tree.
那么主耶稣用这个芥菜种对我们怎么讲
？And what? How does the Lord use the mustard seed to illustrate?
路加福音十七章第六节。
Luke 17:6
路加福音十七章第六节。
Luke 17 verse 6。
主说：“你们如果有信心，像一粒芥菜种。”
The Lord said, "If you have faith as a mustard seed."
就是对这棵桑树说：“你要拔起根来，栽在海里，它也必听从你们。”
You can say to this mulberry tree, "Be pulled up by the roots and be planted in the sea, and it would obey you."
看看我们的信心多小。
Look at how small our faith is.
芥菜种是百种里最小的。
And the mustard seed is the least of all seeds.
而主耶稣对我们说，你们连这个最小的信心都没有。
And the Lord says that we do not even have a faith that is bigger than the smallest seed.
假如你们有这个最小的信心，
If you have this little faith,
你能够让这棵桑树连根拔起。
You will be able to uproot this tree.
新加坡的树很多都比桑树还大。
There are many bigger trees than the mulberry tree.
但是新加坡的树，对不起哈，新加坡什么都一流的，对不起，我现在不是给你们唠嗑，不是给你们磨鞭了。
Singapore is known to be an island of excellence, but now I have to say something, contradicting it.
稍微大一点的风，这个看起来很大的树，砰下来了。
When there's a strong wind, this tree that seems to be big, it will be uproot.
因为我们的人工美化一流的。
Because we are top class in our artificial transformation of things.
所以这个社区盖好了，哎呀，怎么突然间这么大的树就出现了？
And how is it that suddenly we can see a big tree appearing?
原产局送来的哈。
And this is sent by the primary production department.
这一条路开好了。
And when the way is prepared,
马上两旁这么美丽的树出来。
Suddenly you can see two rows of trees.
没有扎根的树了。
But these trees do not have deep roots.
活是会活了。
And they are able to survive.
桑树的根扎得非常的深。
The mulberry tree have deep roots.
所以主耶稣才说，连桑树的根都可以给你们拔起。
And therefore Jesus Christ used the mulberry tree to say that even such a tree will be uprooted.
这就是说不容易了，要拔桑树很不容易。
And it is to say that it is not easy to uproot the mulberry tree.
但是你只要有像芥菜种这么小这么小的信心， But、就能够了。
As long as you have a little faith, just like the small mustard seed, you will be able to.
马太福音十七章二十节。
Matthew chapter 17 verse 20.
马太福音十七章二十节。
Matthew 17 verse 20.
耶稣说是因为你们的信心小。
And Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief, your little faith.
实在告诉你们啊,
and assuredly I say to you,
你们如果有信心像一粒芥菜种,
if you have faith as a mustard seed,
就是对这座山说, 你从这边挪到那边,
you will say to this mountain, move from here to there,
它也必挪去,
and it will move,
并且你们没有一件不能做的事啊,
and nothing will be impossible for you.
不但桑树可以让我们连根拔起,
not only can we uproot the mulberry tree,
只要有这么小这么小的一粒芥菜种的信心能够移山啊。
As long as we have a little faith just like this small mustard seed, we will be able to move mountains.
小时候所读的书愚公移山。
When we were young, we read about the story of this foolish man who tries to move mountains.
921台湾百年大地震是真正的一夜之间两座山的连根通通移动。
And on the 21st of September, when there was this major earthquake in Taiwan,There were two mountains that were leveled.
武侠小说里面的移形换位完全没有错。
And it is right that some people describe the art of shifting oneself everywhere.
信心这么小，为什么能够这样做？
How is it that with such little faith you are able to do that?
因为芥菜种的特色在哪里？
And what is the characteristic of this mustard seed?
它生命的潜力非常的大。
It has very strong life force.
所以栽种下去
Therefore, when you plant it,
生长非常的快速
It is able to have rapid growth
它的妙就是妙在这里
And this is its uniqueness
那我们从圣经里面看看有没有芥菜种信心的
From the Bible, let us discover whether there is such a faith like the mustard seed
约伯的故事大家都晓得
All of you know the story of Job
他是通过神的试炼经过魔鬼的试探
He went through the testing of God, the temptation of the devil
神允许神的角度是试炼火炼
And on the part of God, God allowed him to go through the trial.
魔鬼来的是试探。
But the devil added temptations to it.
所以约伯同时接受试炼又试探。
Therefore, Job underwent trials and temptations at one go.
他是很有钱的人。
He He was a wealthy man.
他也是很受尊贵的人。
He was also one who was honored.
更难得他的灵性的表现给我们留下榜样。
And he set us very good examples in terms of faith.
敬畏神。
He feared the Lord.
完全正直。
And he was an upright person.
远离恶事。
He departed from evil.
但是谁都没有想到。
But no one could expect.
一下子。
That suddenly.
牛羊没有了。
He lost his cattle.
骆驼没有了。
He lost his camels.
被火烧的烧，被夺的夺。
And what was burned down by fire was burned. What was robbed was robbed.
七男三女来阵暴风全部压死了
and a whirlwind crushed his seven sons and three daughters to death
想想这些临到我们怎么办
imagine what happens when these happen to us
约伯的信心如何
what was the level of faith of Job
他说我赤身而来
he said naked I come
当然我也要赤身而去
and naked I will go
赏赐的是出于神
and God is the one who gives everything
收取的也是神
and therefore he takes back
在华文圣经里面
in the Chinese Bible
我们看约伯记第一章
Job chapter 1
22节
verse 22
约伯记第一章22节
Job chapter 1 verse 22
最后一句话告诉我们这个小字华文圣经的小字说他都不妄评神不狂妄的评论神
and Job did not charge God with any wrongdoing in an arrogant manner.
今天不要说我们家里一下子死了十个人呐、
啊。Today not to mention about 10 people, 10 family members dying.
一个我们所爱的人离世，我们就受不了。
Even when one beloved pass away, we are not able to take it.
有一对很恩爱的夫妻。
There was a loving couple.
丈夫。被神收回去
The husband was called back to the Lord.
妻子没有办法接受这个事实
The wife was not able to accept reality.
所以已经把这个做丈夫的偶像化
And she actually idolized her husband.
每天都把丈夫的遗物要巡视一遍
Every day she would look through the belongings of the dead husband.
房间到处通通布置了丈夫所喜爱的东西
And she decorated the house with all the the things that her husband liked.
有丈夫的影子已经没有神的影子
And she only could see the image of her husband, but she did not see the image
他们的恩爱是值得我们敬佩啊。
Of course, we admire their love for each other.
但是从圣经的角度来讲已经偏差了。
But from the angle of the Bible, we know that she has deviated.
信耶稣的人不是无情无义不是无血无泪
Christians are not to be unloving and uncompassionate. We are still flesh and blood.
但是我们谈到圣灵的果子当中，一例就是表现就是要节制。
But one of the manifestation of the fruit of the spirit is self-control.
所以我们遇到丧事，常常讲要节哀顺变。
And when we meet with the deceased family members, we will tell them to accommodate their sorrow.
就像约伯所说的
，Just as what Job said.
丧事七男三女。赏赐这么多的牛羊骆驼都是神
My seven sons, my three daughters were all given by God. The camels, the cattle were all given by God.
因为我本来来到世间什么都没有
For I came to the world with nothing.
现在说收回去就收回去我没有话讲
And therefore now the Lord wants to take back everything I have nothing to say.
做事的人这样讲一切出于神我就默然不语啊
The psalmist says that all comes from God and whatever God does I can only keep silent.
倾家荡产的破产呢？这个真正的破产。
So he has lost his property. He has lost his family. He has lost everything.
他的信心怎么样
？And what was his faith like?
我们能不承认他就像芥菜种一样吗
？Can't we liken him to have the faith of a mustard seed?
真的是在像芥菜种。
It is true that his faith was like that of a mustard.
因为我们顺利的时候都会感谢主，感谢主，哈利路亚！你们要喜乐，要感谢主。
When everything is smooth sailing and we are successful, we say thank the Lord. Everything we can thank the Lord.
所给我们的通通收回去呢？感谢得出来吗
？But when everything that we have is taken back, are we still able to be full of thanksgiving?
约伯照样感谢。
But Job was still thankful to God.
不妄评神。
He did not charge God with any wrong.
完全顺服。
And he totally submitted himself to God.
所以这就是有芥菜种生命力的信心。
Therefore.He has faith that has the life force of a mustard seed.
魔鬼不放过嘞
But the devil would not let him go. 啊，
因为死的是他的儿女啊，被抢的是牛羊骆驼啊，他自己好好的没事啊， 看看，你整他看看。
Only his children met with death, and his possessions, the camels, were taken away. But what if you add some affliction on him personally?
因为身外之物嘛，留得青山在，何怕没柴烧。
So all these things were his possessions, and losing them, need not mean very much to him.
只要我约伯还好好的，我可以重新再来。
As long as I'm still alive, I can still rebuild everything.
所以魔鬼说攻啊，开始攻啊。
And the devil continued his attack.
神允许。
And God permitted.
生命在我的手中。
For life is in my hand.
其他随便你整吧。
And you can do to him whatever you want.
我们不要说，哎呀，传道，那早知道我不敢进真耶稣教会。原来你们的神是这样啊，叫魔鬼整我的。
Upon hearing this, some may say, Preacher, if I had known that your God in the true Jesus Church is like that, I would not have stepped in.
我们先讲结论，你不用担心。
Now let us talk about the conclusion. Do not be worried.
苦尽甘来。
After all the bitter sufferings, he enjoyed sweetness.
火炼成金晶。
And through the test of fire, he became fine gold.
进入真耶稣教会。
And when you enter into the true Jesus,
你参加灵恩会。
When you attend the
spiritual meeting, 你就是必须要通过火炼如金晶的信心。
You must go through the fiery trial, which is to perfect you like fine gold.
所以主耶稣才这样讲啊。
Therefore, the Lord says,
我所受的洗，你们能受吗？
Are you able to be baptized with the baptism I'm undergoing?
主耶稣受水洗。信心长大的基督徒
Only then will you be a Christian of the true Jesus Church who has grown up in faith.
所以当约伯从脚掌一直到头顶，从头顶一直到脚掌
And in the case of Job, from the sole of his feet to the crown of his head,
没有一处是好的，叫做体无完肤了
So there was not a part that was complete. He was in total soreness.
不但是生疮，还生毒疮啊。
Not only did he have boils, he had poisonous boils.
所以我们看到这种可怕的疾病。
When we look at this terrible disease,
约伯自己痛苦还不算一回事了。
And it was not a big matter for Job to suffer alone.
圣经里面所描述的是什么？
What did the Bible describe?
说他有好朋友来看他。
He had good friends to visit him.
好朋友看到他怎么样？
But what did the good friends bring?
约伯没有哭，好朋友放声大哭了。
Job did not weep, but his good friends wept aloud.
七天七夜跟他坐着无言以对。
And 7 days and 7 nights, they sat with him and kept silent.
这个真的是好朋友。
And they were true friends.
你还能说什么？
What else can he say?
你陪着我哭了。对。
So you have accompanied me to weep.
所以有时候我们要安慰一个人呢，不要讲太多话，一句都不要讲。你陪着他哭，他哭你跟着他哭就很好。
Sometimes, if we want to comfort others, we need not say very much. As long as you weep with him who weeps.
圣经里面哈的辅导哈，比社会上的辅导还踏实、还实际、还管用。
The counseling of the Bible is more effective, more practical than the worldly method.
只是我们没有去体会出来。
It is just that we have not experienced it.
所以你看约伯后来那些朋友以为这样讲得很对，其实不讲还好，越讲越糟糕。
So the things that Job's friend said, it was better not said than said.
有时候我不敢讲到，真的是这样啊。不讲还好，越讲越糟糕。
I'm afraid to deliver sermons, for it will bring bad effects.
所以约伯的朋友开始七天七夜陪着他相对而哭的时候多好，到最后一直讲一直讲，越讲越离谱，越讲越不对劲。
And initially they spent 7 days and 7 nights with him silently, but later on they started to talk a lot.
当约伯受到这么本身受到这么大的痛苦。
And when Job encountered such a great personal suffering,
圣经里面怎么描述？
What does the Bible describe?
他的妻子对他讲。
His wife said to him,
你到现在还在信你的神啊？你死了算了。
Still holding fast to your integrity? Curse God and die.
约伯仍然敬畏神，非常宝贵的一句话。
But the Bible says that Job maintained his integrity and his fear for the Lord.
现在本身全身都生毒疮。
He was covered with boils all over his body.
到这种地步，没有弃绝神。
But at this stage, he still did not depart from God.
我们如果遇到这样怎么办？
What happens to us if we are in such a situation?
现在我们谈癌色变啊。
When we talk about cancer, all of us are frightened.
Auntie Kim 的先生在国大医院。
Auntie Kim's husband is now in the NUH.
刚才 Auntie Kim 跟我讲，我要去换班。
And Auntie Kim said that it is now her turn to be by his side.
所以医生对她说，已经随时会走了，她的丈夫随时会走了。
And the doctors have said to her that her husband may pass away anytime.
因为癌细胞已经扩散到全身了，到骨头了。
The cancer cells have spread to every part of the body, even to the bones.
在灵会前，连着去看他，每次去看他，每次他忍不住都哭了。
Before the spiritual meeting, we paid many visits, and every time we visited him, he couldn't bear the pain and he cried.
所以你说我们不谈癌色变吗？
So all of us will be frightened when we talk about cancer.
癌症确实很可怕。
Cancer is indeed frightening.
但是我们一个真正的基督徒。
But as a true Christian.
如果我们有一粒芥菜种的信心。
If we have the faith like a mustard seed.
我们在这个时候要显示出我们生命力。
We will be able to manifest the strong life force in us.
是怎么样的生命力？
What kind of life force?
我现在遇到这样子。
Now I have encountered this.
就是神的旨意。
It is the will of God.
神，你为什么让我遇到这样
？God, why do you allow me to encounter this?
约伯遇到这种事情。
Job has met with this affliction.
他一再的思想。
And he continued to
一再的祷告。
And he continued to pray.
就算他一再的跟神理论多好。
And even if he should continue his reasoning with God.
在这种熬炼里面
，under such a trial，
他没有白受苦的。
He did not suffer in vain.
他受苦有益。
And it was beneficial for him to go through the
law.
He was able to learn the ordinance and statutes of God.
他才会这样讲。
Therefore, he said this.
我从前风闻有你，现在我亲眼看见你。
The past I heard you with the hearing of the ear. Now my eyes have seen you.
什么叫做从风闻一直到眼见
？What is meant by hearing and seeing with his own eyes?
这就是属灵的眼光啊。
This refers to spiritual insight.
神是灵啊。
God is a spirit.
怎么可能给你看到
？How can we see him?
约伯通过熬炼。
And after Job has gone through the trial,
属灵的眼睛看见神一样
，his spiritual eyes were able to perceive God.
所以在约伯记四十二章第五节里面这样讲。
Therefore, in Job 42 verse 5,
约伯记四十二章
，Job 42 verse 5,
第五节
，verse
5, 四十二章的第五节
，chapter 42 verse 5,
我从前风闻有你，现在亲眼看见你。
I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye see you.
第六节。
Verse 6.
因此我厌恶自己了。
Therefore I abhor myself.
华文圣经的小字说我厌恶我的言语。
Therefore, the footnote in the Chinese Bible says, I abhor the things that I have said.
当约伯在这么大的操练里面。
When Job was undergoing such a great trial.
他一再的跟神理论。
He was reasoning with God.
最后他说我对你所讲的那些话我现在想起来真的很厌恶
But,
我为什么这么无知
Ultimately, he said to himself, the things that I've said to you, now I abhor them, how could I be so ignorant?
其实坦白讲我们没有一个人像约伯这么好
And to be very frank, none of us is better than
再强调一次
To emphasize again,
敬畏神
He feared the Lord
完全正直
He was totally upright
远离恶事
And he shunned evil
这三个条件我们哪里有
SoAre we able to meet with these three conditions?
就算有，也是意思意思点缀点缀。
Even if we have ours, ours is not as complete as Job's.
这三样都具备的约伯。
Job has these three conditions.
说起来，他实在有资格跟神理论。
And by right, he was a person who is worthy to reason with God.
所以他说：“我就是孤儿的寡妇啊。”
And he said,
我就是孤儿的父亲啊。”
I am a father to the fatherless.
我就是寡妇的丈夫一样。
I am a husband to the widows.
我就是。带领瞎子的
I'm the one who is a guide to the blind
我就是像瘸子的拐杖一样
And I'm like a crutch to the lame
任何一件事情不好的事情我都不敢做
And I did not dare to do anything that is wrong
任何需要我帮忙的我没有一件不去做
And to whoever who needs my help there's nothing that I have turned away
今天还让我遇到这样
Today I still encounter all
these 不如让我死了
Let me die
约伯讲这些难道有过分吗
So was it too much for Job to utter such things?
其实他有资格讲的。
Actually, he was worthy to say such things.
如果是我们，我们讲得更大声了。
But for us, we may say even louder.
哪里有神
？Where is God?
公义在哪里
？Where is His righteousness?
仁慈在哪里
？Where is His mercy and compassion?
你这么好，整个教会里面有最好。
I'm the best in the church.
却给我遇到这样子最羞耻的事情。
But yet I encounter such a humiliating incident.
信不下去了。
We cannot continue our belief in God.
约伯没有离弃神
，But Job did not depart.
约伯只是在祷告当中一直跟神理论。
In his prayer, he was reasoning with God.
结果到最后，他心服口服。
But ultimately, he was totally convinced.
早知道我不要讲还好。
If I had known it, I would not have said all these things.
所以我厌恶我自己的言语。
Therefore, I abhor all the things that I have said previously.
所以圣经里面告诉我们
，The Bible says，
一个真正虔诚的人。
A truly godly person
是他在话语上都没有过失
is a person who has not transgressed in his speech.
Job 这么好
j Job was such a fine man.
圣经一对照，还在话语上有过失。
But when we look at the Bible, we know that he still transgressed in his speech.
所以我们在日常生活里面
，in our daily life，
我们要看看我们的信心。
We must look at our faith.
我们真的是一个敬畏神的人吗
？Are we a person who revere and fear God？
我们敢讲粗话
？We still dare to utter vulgarity？
我们讲色情话
？We talk about things that are undesirable？ And we even curse and scold others？
我们讲攻击毁谤人的话
？And we speak things of criticism and
slander？ 我们讲满腹牢骚的话。
And we are full of complaints and grumblings.
如果我们真的像约伯一样
，If we were like Job,
遇到的痛苦
，When we encounter suffering,
受苦如果有益
，And we know that it is beneficial for us to suffer,
我们会厌恶我们的言语
，Then we will abhor the things that we have said.
所以我们今天在神的面前
，When we come before the Lord,
应该求主耶稣怜悯
，We should ask that the Lord have compassion.
让我们想一想，像一粒芥菜种的信心多么的重要。
To know that it is important for us to have a faith just like a mustard seed.
难怪主耶稣对门徒讲，你们连一粒芥菜种的信心都没有。
And it is no wonder that Jesus said to the disciples, "You do not even have faith like a mustard seed."
我们稍微一不顺利，我们就埋怨了。
When we meet with a little hiccups, we started to grumble.
假如我们要追求有一粒芥菜种的信心，我们想到约伯的境遇。
If we want to have the faith just like a mustard seed, we must know how to restrain ourselves just like Job.
所以我们应该说，主啊，你赦免我，我的信心到底在哪里？
And we should pray to the Lord, Lord, have mercy on me. Where is my faith?
日常生活一点不顺利，我们就信不下去。
When we encounter a little setback in life, we cannot continue our belief in Him.
主耶稣说，你们的信心在哪里？
And the Lord asks, Where is your faith?
所以我们想到信仰之主、信心之父亚伯拉罕。
Therefore, we look at the father of faith, Abraham.
圣经里面在希伯来书十一章第八节到十一节告诉我们
，Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8 to verse 11 tells us,
亚伯拉罕因着信，他就蒙召就出去了。
And by faith, Abraham, when he was called, he departed.
神应许他，我要给你牛奶与蜜的美地。
God has promised him the land, flowing with milk and honey.
但是去哪里都不知道。
But he did not know where he was heading.
到底要怎么走都不知道。
He did not know which way to walk.
神叫他离开本地、本家、本族，他就离开。
God told him to depart from his household, from his tribe, and he left.
很重要是因着信。
And what is important is he did all this by faith.
既然有牛奶与蜜的地方要给我
，Since God has promised me a land flowing with milk and honey，
所以他一路就这样走下去。
Therefore he continued his journey.
走到哪里他都是搭帐篷。
And wherever he went, he built tents.
所以圣经又说他因着信做客旅。居住在帐篷
，and by faith he sojourned in the land of promise, and he dwelt in tents.
帐篷的意思就是暂时性的。
Tents would symbolize temporary lodging.
有心理准备，觉悟要拆毁掉。
And he expected to take out the tent and move on.
如果我们像亚伯拉罕一样
，if we are like Abraham,
有这样的信心，有天国等着我。
If we have the faith that the heavenly country is awaiting me,
我们现在就是在走天国路。
We are now treading the journey towards heaven.
无论我们住的是私人房子还是政府主屋
，whether you stay in a HDB flat or a landed property,
我们不要太留恋。
Let us not be too captivated by this.
要想到亚伯拉罕说，我因着信把这个事做只是帐篷而已，随时会被拆毁。
And we should learn to be like Abraham by faith to sojourn in tents that will be taken away anytime.
不是有百年大地震才会拆毁。
It doesn't mean that only when there's a major earthquake will your dwelling places be demolished.
属灵的角度来讲，这是一定会拆毁。
From the spiritual point of view, we know that all these will be destroyed.
所以我们不会留恋这个世界。
Therefore, our heart will not stay in this world.
固然是漂亮。
Even though it is beautiful,
像帐篷是暂时而已。
But it is like a tent, it is temporary.
我们在世上只是做客旅。
When we are on this earth, we are just sojourners.
去别的地方再美，你总是要回到家里。
When you are a tourist in another place, you will ultimately come home.
如果神应许天家是要给我们
，If God has promised you the heavenly home,
我们在这里要晓得，再怎么好都是帐篷。
And we know that no matter how good our dwelling places are, it is still a tent.
所以亚伯拉罕又因着信
，And therefore Abraham had faith.
夫妻都已经过了生育的时期了。
Both of them were old and past the age of childbearing.
但是他满心相信这个应许一定会成。
But he believed that the promise of God will surely come to pass.
绝对没有因为这样子而丧失信心。
And he did not waver in his faith.
说反而因为这样而满心相信，心里更加坚固。
And on account of this, he was He was even stronger in his faith.
从没有指望到满怀相信。
From hopelessness to a person full of faith.
所以通过这些，他真的得到了所喜爱的老来子啊。
And when he went through all this, he finally had a son of his old age.
老来得子是加倍的宝贵啊。
And when you have a son, when you are so old, the son is even more precious to you.
不是害羞的事情。
It is not something shameful.
因为这是神迹。
For it was a miracle.
这是不可能的。
It was something impossible.
以正常的生育期过了，你还能生，这就是恩典。
So for a person who is past the age of childbearing, when she still conceived and have a son, it was the grace of God.
但是创世纪二十二章第一节、第二节怎么讲
？And what does Genesis 22 verses 1 and 2 say?
二十二章的第一节、第二节。
Genesis 22 verses 1 and 2.
这些事以后，神要试验亚伯拉罕。
And now it came to pass after these things that God tested Abraham.
第二节
Verse 2.
神说你带着你的儿子是你独生的儿子。
And God said, take now your son, your only son.
你所爱的以撒。
Whom you love, Isaac whom you love.
要把他献为燔祭给我。
And offer him as a burnt offering to me.
神对我们的操练不会无理的啦。
God's test is not an unreasonable test.
给约伯那么多的恩典。
He has given Job so much grace.
你满心感谢神。
And he was full of thanksgiving towards God.
现在试验要临到约伯。
Now, trial will befall Job.
给亚伯拉罕这么大的恩典。
He has given Abraham such a great grace.
老来得子是独生子，是所宝贵、所爱的。
He had the only son, a son of his old age, so precious.
离开本地、本族、本家，照着我的话一直走，一路上财产越来越多。
After he had departed from his home, he continued in his journey and he gained greater possessions.
你出去打仗也都打胜仗的。
And when he went out to battle, he was victorious.
好，现在试验亚伯拉罕。
Now the test came upon Abraham.
把你这个所爱的献给我。
Offer to you the son that you love.
这个时候怎么办？
And what was Abraham to do?
一个真正有信心。
A person who truly has faith.
是来到神的面前。
He comes to the before the face of God,
像我们今天一样
，just as we today.
我们今天已经付出行为了。
Today we have the action and we are here.
你很有信心
，we have faith.
所以灵恩会聚会，你来了。
Therefore you attend all the services during the spiritual meeting.
从早到晚，你毫不厌倦。
From early on in the day until at night, you are not tired.
你不但有信心，你的信心还大的。
And you have faith and your faith is great.
好，那么现在亚伯拉罕呢
？What about Abraham?
你要称为信心之父。
He was to be the father of faith.
现在把你的独生子献给我。
Now offer your only son to me.
燔祭是全然献上。
And for burnt offering, it was to be the sacrifice was burnt totally.
所以在希伯来书十一章里面。
Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
十七节到十九节。
Verses 17 to 19.
亚伯拉罕因着信被试验的时候，就把以撒献上。
By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac.
从这里让我们看到
，From here we can see，
是因为信被试验，就一定要付出行动，实际表现。
And by faith, when he was tested, he had to show the actions.
当我们所宝贵、所挚爱的要全然献上，这是燔祭。
When something dear and precious to us has to be offered as a burnt offering.
献牛献羊很简单呢。
It is easy to place the bull or the sheep on the altar.
这都是身外之物。
For all these are your external possessions.
有时候父母亲爱孩子。
When parents love the children,
甘愿牺牲自己。
They're willing to sacrifice themselves.
所以有一个做爸爸的这样祷告。
There was a father who prayed in this manner.
主耶稣啊，我看到我的儿子病得好苦。
Lord, I see my son suffering in sickness.
为了让我的儿子好。
And in order that you heal my son,
你让我生病，我甘愿代替我儿子生病了。
Allow me to fall ill, I'm willing to take his place.
主耶稣在医病不必用代替的啦。
When Jesus performs healing, he doesn't need a replacement.
但是这个做爸爸的祷告让我们感受到父亲的伟大。
From the prayer of this father, we can see how great his love was for his son.
当然我们看到母亲都是很伟大的。
Of course, we know that mothers are great.
但是我们也不要做爸爸的也很伟大啦。
But the fathers are also great. Do not be disappointed.
所以这个做父亲的这样祷告。
The father prayed in this manner.
宁愿代替孩子的苦。
He was willing to take the suffering of his son.
所以让我们看到说，如果孩子受苦比父母亲受苦还难过。
And parents will feel more upset when they see their children suffering.
神要亚伯拉罕献上跟以撒献上哪一个难过？当然要以撒献上才难过。
And of course, it will pain Abraham's heart to offer Isaac up and not himself.
亚伯拉罕献上自己跟 要把以撒献上，献上以撒的信心才是大的，才是真正的大考验。
For Abraham to be offered, or for his son Isaac to be offered, it was a greater test of his faith if his son was offered.
但是圣经里面让我们看到
，But the Bible shows us，
亚伯拉罕顺服完全的献上。
Abraham submitted himself totally and offered.
圣经告诉我们，他满心相信。
The Bible says that he was full of faith.
神应许子子孙孙要从你的独生子出来的。
That the Lord has promised him numerous descendants coming from this only son.
所以我把以撒献上，就算他真的死了，神能让他复活。
So even if I offer up my only son, if he should die, God will still revive him.
因为神的应许绝对不会落空。
For the promise of God will surely not come to nothing.
他有这么大的信心啊。
He had such great faith.
所以他才真的。要把拿刀要杀下去。
Therefore, he took up the knife and was about to kill his son.
神看人的内心。
And God looked at his heart.
人有愿做的心，就蒙悦纳。
When you have the willing heart, you will be accepted by God.
所以亚伯拉罕这样的行为
，So Abraham had the action.
跟他的信心完全配合。
And it complemented his faith.
难怪被称义了。
And therefore, it was reckoned to him as righteous.
所以亚伯拉罕这个动作已经代表真的把以撒杀掉献上了。
And the action of Abraham already showed that he had the heart to offer up his son Isaac.
以撒真的像从死里复活一样。
And Isaac was just like being revived from death.
所以圣经里面保罗才这样告诉我。
And therefore, the Bible says,
今天我们每一个人应该把我们自己当作活祭来献给。
All of us must present ourselves as living sacrifice and offer ourselves to God.
或许我们会讲说，亚伯拉罕是献独生子。
Perhaps we may say that Abraham was offering his only son.
我也没有结婚，我哪里是
？I'm still single. I do not have any children.
我们看以弗所书第四章
，Ephesians chapter 4，
第四节。
Chapter 4, verse 4.
以弗所书第四章第四节。
Ephesians 4, verse 4.
身体只有一个。
There is one body.
所以就算是双胞胎。
And even if there is a pair of twins.
这两个双胞胎，无论他们怎么像。
No matter how identical they are.
像到我们分不出来。
So identical that we cannot tell who is who.
好，我们教会感谢主有不少双胞胎。
We thank the Lord that we have a few pairs of twins in our
church. 如果我没有记错了。
If I did not remember wrong.
有丽莎，有瑞娜。
There's Lisa and Rina.
有耀辉，有耀进。
There's a 耀辉 and 耀进。
啊，文王跟 Margaret 的啊，泽轩、泽慧。
And Bunwan and Margaret has a pair of twins.
中国同龄刘敬松的有美恩、美惠。
And Brother Liu of China has a pair of twin daughters.
不晓得还有没有漏掉的。
I do not know whether I have omitted.
好，我们以后可以组一个双胞胎 fellowship。
Next time we can have a fellowship of twins.
啊，下午聚会的时候，我跟耀进说，哎，你哥哥。出国了
，and in the afternoon I said to Yao Jing, has your brother gone over?
他说没有，我哥哥有来啊。
He said my brother is around.
他早上接待啊。
This morning he was doing reception work.
不是，我说不是你接待吗
？I said isn't it you this morning?
不是，我是弟弟。
He said I am the younger brother.
为什么他要这样强调
？And why did he emphasize?
虽然我们是双胞胎
，even though we were twins.
我耀进还是我是弟弟，耀辉是哥哥。传道他没有讲了，是我自己讲，传道蒙查查。
I'm the younger brother, and he's my elder brother.
所以，既然身体只有一个
，and since there's only one body,
就算是双胞胎
，even if it is a pair of twins,
哥哥弟弟、姐姐妹妹都弄好
，whether it is a elder brother, younger brother,
兄妹也好，姐弟也好
，whether it is a brother and sister,
就是只有一个独立的身体
，there's only one independent body.
从这个角度来讲
，from this angle,
每一个人都是独生子
，we all of us are the only son.
我们像保罗所说的
，just as Paul had said，
我们把我们自己活活的献上
，we offer ourselves a living sacrifice。
这就是属灵的教训
，this is the spiritual teaching。
不是叫我们真的去献上杀死，这个没有意义了。
It is not to tell us to be killed and be offered. This is meaningless。
把全世界只有你这个独生子
，in this whole world there's only you, the only son。
所以圣经里面告诉我们有。猪长子这么多，长子只有一个，为什么猪长子？属灵的角度，我们每个人都是长子。
And the Bible describes that there are many firstborns. From the spiritual point of view, we are the only son.
男女老幼都一样。
Whether you are young or old, male or female.
同样的道理。
Similarly,
属灵的角度，我们每个人自己都是独生子。
From the spiritual point of view, we are the only son.
男女老幼都是独生子。
Whether you are young or old, male or female, you are the only son.
亚伯拉罕有这么大的信心。
Abraham had such great faith.
把以撒献上。
He offered Isaac.
失而复得。
And he seemed to have lost his son, but he gained him.
今天我们每个人愿意把我们自己活活的献给耶稣。
Today, when we are willing to offer ourselves a living sacrifice to the Lord Jesus,
不是一定要献身当专职传道。
It doesn't mean that you have to become a full-time preacher.
但是你整个人无论走到哪里，我为主活。
But wherever you are, when you are alive, you live for the Lord.
像从死里复活的拉撒路一样。
It is just like the Lazarus who was raised from the dead.
许多人看到拉撒路回去信耶稣。
And many people who saw Lazarus believe in Jesus.
所以我们像亚伯拉罕
，We must be like Abraham.
把独生子献上
，Offer up the only son.
我们献上好像给耶稣失去了，其实再得回来。
When we offer it, it seems that we have lost it to Jesus, but we have actually gained it back.
主耶稣说
，The Lord says,
为我而丧失生命的，将要得回生命。
He who loses his life for my sake will gain it.
我们在世上不要。太为自己而活了。
When we are in this world, do not live just for yourself.
2000年到了。
We are into the year 2000.
还有多少时候可以让你跟让我为主耶稣而活
？How much time do we have for us to live for the Lord Jesus?
就看看我们有没有这种信心。
It is to see whether we have such a faith.
立志在2000年献上自己当活祭。
To be resolved that in the year 2000 we will present ourselves a living sacrifice.
你活着就是基督。
When you are alive, you live for the Lord.
你活为主活。
You live for the Lord.
走到哪里，让人家看到耶稣。
Wherever you go, people can see Jesus in you.
这就是活祭了。
Then you are living sacrifice.
这就是最大的信心。
That is the greatest faith.
蒙主最大的祝福。
And you will receive the greatest blessing from the Lord.